views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014, number 76 since being in the YNTS studio. Hear us from anywhere. It's your radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded, and hear us on our replay throughout the weekend, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and soon on iHeartRadio 24/7. More information here any of times throughout the weekend on our replay, yoandrewnts.com. You can tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo, email us, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, and you can call us toll-free, 855-712-YNTS. Don't be left behind listening, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Welcome to the program. I want to go right into the conversation with you. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Clisson, Scalky, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father, spectating Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. A lot of different conversations I want to get into in the first about 5 minutes of the program. Again, there's one big conversation, but there's two little ones. First off is the World Fair. 50 years ago today, and we live in the New York City area, so that's all you're hearing about on the news during the New York Met game, because where they had the World Fair, it was right next to Shea Stadium, where the New York Mets used to play. Now, I for sure was not born in 1964, where the World Fair took place, but what I do know is a lot of the technology we saw then, we now see today, and I guess we should thank many of the technology, because look what we're doing right now here in this studio. So I don't understand, though, why don't we have a World Fair today? We're in 2014, and we have many different conferences. We got the CES conference, where you see a ton of different technology. You got the phones and the tablets. We got the WWDC, that's Apple's conference. We got the huge tech conference in Barcelona where Samsung introduces their devices. So we see all these different conferences, but where's the World Fair? If you don't remember during the World Fair, especially during the Cold War, where America really showed the first modern kitchen, and that kind of gave us a leap to where we are today. So that's what the World Fair really did for us back in the 60s. The United States, it gave us some recognition in many of the different fields, especially a decade after World War II. I don't understand why we don't have a World Fair today. We got amazing technology that is being created as we speak. Some we already know about, Google Glass, the newest iPhones coming out in the next few months, tablets becoming bigger, smartwatches becoming more accessible by many companies and in demand. The early adopters are starting to kick in on it. That's what you want, right? You want the early adopters to start creating a trend, and then that creates a market for one item and then a economy that looks sufficient, because all the money you get from all of this demand and early adopters come in. Now, I wasn't born, like I just said, in 1964. But we here in this program were born in 1990, and I want you to check out my friends Facebook.com/a90s child. It's about a young boy who was born June 18th, 1990. And the first 9.5 years of his life, he lived in Starrett City, Brooklyn. And he, on this weekly podcast, beginning on June 8th, will go through all the different experiences, the good times, the bad times, and the most cherished memories that even his mom and dad don't know about. You can go Facebook.com/A90s child, and you'll be able to like the page, feel the nostalgia from a 90s perspective. And if you ever ask him, how do you remember the 90s, you were so little, and he will reply back to you, how don't you remember the 90s? Facebook.com/A90s child. You'll be able to check out his brand new podcast on iTunes and YouTube starting June 8, 2014. New episode every single Sunday. And you'll be able to check out 90s Facts Saturdays on Facebook. Facebook.com/A90s child. So let's get into the conversation now. Top of the hour here on the program. We are in spring. Beautiful. Do not call. The Do Not Call registry. Since I've got home from college, and it's going to be 2 years ago. We're almost there. 2 years ago since I graduated college. So for some of you new listeners who are listening to me, I'm a pretty young guy. I've only been out of college for now 2 years. And there's some days you think you're on the right track, and there's some days you think you aren't. And I guess that's just how it works when you're a college alumni in the United States of America. And now I've been home often. Yeah, I work, and I'm in the studio a lot of times editing the show and creating new ideas. I'm home. I'm watching TV. I wake up. I have some lunch. I am now in my household. I was dorming for 4 years. And one of the things you learned, besides that your mom does the laundry, is probably God's gift to the world. You learned that you're going to have a lot of marketers call you. And that's all you got to do. Is you got to get up and you got to answer the phone. You're going to say hello and you're going to hear, "Hi, you just won a brand new cruise on the Norwegian cruise." Or, "Hi, my name is Julie. Is this father's name, mother's name? Might even be your name." And you hear, "Well, we can lower your credit. We can lower your debt in the fastest way. 3 to 5 times faster, actually. Just press 1 now. And those are robocalls. And other times you might hear, "Well, guess what? We want you to give us your credit card information, all this other information, because we feel that you might qualify for a health service that's been helping millions of Americans." And the first question you ask to yourself is, where the heck did you get my information from? I want to know. You try calling them back? Nothing. Busy signal. The phone line has been disconnected. So what do? You go to your friends and you ask them, "Well, I want these people to stop calling." And you might go to the National Do Not Call Registry. And believe it or not, I first heard about the National Do Not Call Registry from my mom, actually. Because these people keep calling my house every single day. She always says, "I joined the Do Not Call Registry, I signed up, and it doesn't work." So let me go through what you could do. The Do Not Call Registry that will allow you to be on a list where these marketers won't call you. You can do it through federal, or you can do it through your own state if your state has it. Now, I'm in New York. New York has it. The federal government also has it. We're going to look at the Federal Trade Commission, okay? We are going to look at how they're doing it. You go to donotcall.gov, register a phone number. You put your phone number in. You verify the registration. You make sure that you have registered correctly, your number is now on it, and then you submit a complaint. So in case you're like my mother, who I signed up for this list, the list doesn't work, it's pretty pointless. How much money are we putting into this program? I want to submit a complaint. And you could. You go, you submit a complaint. You can do it through your tablet, through your mobile, through your TV, all that great stuff. And believe it or not, many do have complaints. I don't blame them. Of course we have complaints. Now, why are we complaining? Why doesn't the system work? Do you know that the many marketers that are calling you, these aren't companies who have gotten your information because you sign up for a newsletter at a store or you put your email into a store that you enjoy, and they're calling you up. All right, I walk into Best Buy, and because I bought a warranty, Best Buy's calling me. No, that's not it. I just told you who's calling. The credit card companies, those who can reduce your debt, health services, free cruises, brand new cars, you name it. When you sign up for this list, how is that effective? Think about it. We got all these different companies who aren't real, who are computerized. You might have one guy who creates his whole brand system right into his own home because of the advance in technology. And because you have companies like Facebook and Twitter who sell information off to him, you have companies who somehow gets money to put a nice brand new car in the mall, and you put your name into the little box because, well, this is the mall I go into. They're probably trustworthy. And then they somehow, this guy in his home gets your information. And then he puts your number into there. So even though your phone number's on this list, how are we actually enforcing this? How? This list is being sent out to companies, you know, who are legally allowed to do this, charities, companies who are following the law and are able to call your home. They're the ones who are getting this list. They're the ones that look at the list and say, okay, we cannot call this person. But this young guy in a home who has all this technology, who's getting their hands on your information, maybe because social networks are selling it, or even because you're giving it to them, you don't even know it. How are they getting this list? How are they getting this list? Scam artists are not following the law. You're getting a list. Here's the list. Here it is. All right, my 40 names. The scam artist doesn't know you have a 40 name list. The companies are selling off the information to people. How do you think free services prosper? They aren't looking at this list. Maybe that's why 50% of people complained in the state of Indiana. Maybe that's why we've seen in North Carolina and Indiana the top 10 marketers that are calling, and the majority of them are what we just mentioned. Because maybe this list doesn't work. Because it's really hard to enforce a list when half these people are overseas. Oh yeah, I just said that. Do you know that you have companies, scam artists, overseas who get a hold of your information? They'll cover up their identity and their phone number. They'll somehow get a call from them. You'll get a call from them in the United States. You answer it. Of course, you hang up. You might not even answer. And then when you try to call them back, can't get to them. Can't get to them at all. Why not? Because they're overseas. They're disguising themselves. Yep, they're disguising themselves. You don't know who they are. You have no idea where they're from. So when you have this list, all right, I got a 300 number list here in the United States that we are giving out to organizations and companies telling them, do not call these people. How is this list going to be used overseas? Now, there are so many scary parts about this list. So many scary parts about the do not call registry. I mean, it's scary because it might not be effective. Maybe it is effective. Maybe we've seen many people, well, I put my name on this list and I'm not getting any calls again. So maybe it works. Just the circumstances that I'm seeing, how many of these people are getting a hold of your information and where they're calling from, how do I know that this list is being effective? Even if you do it through your state or if you do it through your federal government, whatever that may be, how do we know? Well, that's what we're going to find out in the next segment. We're going to hopefully get these questions answered because I want to know. And now that I've given you a whole synopsis of the Do Not Call registry and who's actually calling you and how you're not alone, you're now wondering, well, are we getting complaints because the list isn't working? Is it because we're not enforcing it in the correct way? Is it because we're not taking it seriously? So many questions. And we're going to have it answered. We are. One last thing before we go and bring our guest on and go to commercial break. One last thing. I created a theory of the Target hacker, the scandal that went on this holiday season, where we sat there and we created the theory that it was because Target didn't want to put money into new technology to protect customers' personal information when purchasing goods from their store, we might be looking at the same hackers we're speaking about right now. The hackers, the scam artists, the robots who are overseas, who are getting your information, if it's by a company that's selling it, is it by a event that's going on and they're able to get all these information because you're signing your name up for something? They're able to take that information and guess what? Yeah, they're making calls because, of course, they want that one call that's going to make them millions. You give them that one wrong information. Maybe they're selling information off to hackers overseas. And then those hackers overseas are now going right into Target. And by going into Target, they're able to now obtain your information. And of course, that little scam artist who was just doing the whole marketing scandal, he just made a quicker buck. He just made a quicker buck. And guess what? He didn't have to call you anymore. He just had to go and find a good enough hacker. And he probably got 10%. 10% of the whole thing. You wouldn't believe it.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on one-quart perennials. Take home 4 containers for just $10. So let's wake up our flower beds without wasting any money. Choose from hardy varieties like salvia, dianthus, and more. Your savings will only grow bigger as the vibrant color returns each year. Let's do this. Spring into savings with one-quart perennials, 4 for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, selection varies by store. U.S. only. See store for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account and my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Every allergy season, millions stand at the corner of, there's something special in the air, and I wish it would go away. Good thing Walgreens is here with Allegra Allergy for 24-hour non-drowsy allergy relief. And because we're just around the corner, you can get relief and get better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, save $5 on 45-count Allegra and get a free 15-count bonus pack. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed.
Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500? Air conditioning, $1,600? If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Call 800-260-9753. 800-260-9753.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, we are speaking about the Do Not Call Registry. We're speaking about it from a government's point of view, actually, how you hear these telemarketers, what they do, and you experience it. They call your house up and they ask you for information, and hopefully you're not one of the victims who give them this information, because you might actually put yourself in a much larger hole, and we wouldn't want that to happen. But then there are states who take control of this also, take control of the matter. And we did actually see Indiana, Missouri take over the situation. And it was called No Call Law Enforcement Summit. And it took place in the beginning of April. And it was when many different consumers and the FCC and different attorney generals from states all came together. And one of those who led this renegade was Attorney General Zoller of Indiana. Now, he was supposed to be on my phone line. Sadly enough, he couldn't make it with us tonight. It is not a problem, though, because we do have someone else from the office of Indiana, and we're going to introduce her. She is now on my phone line. She joined the office of the Indiana Attorney General in 1984, has a Deputy Attorney General in the Appeals Section before moving to the Tax Division and then the Consumer Protection Division. She left the OAG in 1989 to work for the City of Indianapolis, prosecuting zoning enforcement cases. She returned to the Attorney General's office in 2002 as section chief of the telephone privacy section, where she and her team enforced the popular Do Not Call, Do Not Fax, and Auto Dialer Acts. So we are very glad that she is on our phone line with us. And here she is, Margaret Sweeney, on my phone line. Margaret, welcome to the O'Andrew News Talk Show.
Good evening.
Margaret, thank you for such short notice for joining us on the program. We did hear that General Attorney Zoller did have other obligations at this time, but we really are glad that you were able to come and join us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So, Margaret, I want to begin the conversation with the summit that Attorney General Zoller and many others led in the beginning of April, and it was called No Call Law Enforcement Summit. What are some of the important things that went on during this summit? And I guess the other question is, who came up with the idea?
Well, the idea came out of conference calls that we have monthly with all the various states who are interested in telemarketing violations and the federal agencies. And we even have somebody from Canada on these monthly calls. And we got to talking about where can we find some more training for our investigators and for our attorneys to deal with the kind of technical challenges that we face, the obstacles to finding these telemarketers. And we realized that nobody else in the whole world does what we do, so we had to put on our own training. So that's where the idea for the No Call Law Enforcement Summit came from.
So you have many attorney generals and representatives from the FCC, and you just mentioned Canada, all coming to this first ever No Call Law Summit. Do you think everyone was on the same page, that everyone knew that this is a problem? It's developing, especially with technology advancing around us.
I think everybody is aware that it's a problem. Anybody with any kind of telephone knows that it's a problem. And we who are in the business of trying to enforce these do not call laws and anti-robocall laws are all very aware from the complaints we receive and from all these conversations that we have about it that it's a huge problem.
And I think it's a very big problem. And even though we are seeing the economy and healthcare and jobs always being on top. And in the beginning of the 2000s, we saw, you know, fear and terrorism becoming such a high issue. I think this is a really important issue to talk about. And I, for one, didn't think that at one point. I thought these people call your home and they're actually just real marketers who, well, they got my information, I'm just not going to answer it. Not realizing that these people are actually much larger, they're overseas, and they're disguising themselves, and they're really hurting a lot of Americans, and they're even hurting the economy, Margaret.
I agree. When I started doing this job in 2002, it was a whole different world where somebody who called you to sell you something had a business location. They, you know, existed somewhere. They had a phone number that led to a building somewhere in the United States, and they were trying to sell a product that actually existed. And more and more lately, that's not the case at all. It's very multi-layered and very complex.
Right now, we are speaking with Margaret Sweeney, and she's the chief of the telephone privacy in the office of Indiana, the state of Indiana. Margaret, you just mentioned investigators, finding these people. And, of course, that's what you're doing. You're trying to find resources, trying to find money, and hopefully nail these people down. So how does the Do Not Call list, the registry where citizens in the state of Indiana and even citizens around the country, how does this list actually help you solve this problem and even find these people who are creating these very large marketing scams?
Well, the Do Not Call list in Indiana, and we do have one that's separate from the national Do Not Call registry, it's a list of 2.3 million numbers of Indiana citizens who have indicated they do not want to receive telemarketing calls. And that's just the start of it. People sign up to be on that list, and if they continue to get calls that they don't want, telemarketing calls, they file complaints with our office. Last year, they filed some 14,000 complaints about calls they did not want to receive, and we have two investigators review all those complaints. They comb through each complaint to determine if the law has been broken and try to identify who made the call, who is responsible.
Now, I saw in Indiana 50% complain that they were still getting calls, and I can't not believe in them because it's really hard where you have like millions of people who have signed up on this registry, and even if they signed up, you got, you know, such few investigators trying to investigate all these different citizens' problems. I feel that the Do Not Call list, I mean, I don't know if you agree, but it's more of a way of saying, yeah, we're doing something, but really, there actually is a whole truth behind it because you were talking about investigators and going overseas, and now they're becoming hackers, and hackers now communicate through these internet pipes. So I feel like this Do Not Call list only does so much unless you can really lay out what this really does.
Well, it's a lot like spam was a few years ago. You couldn't open your email without seeing lots and lots, dozens of spam emails. Then they developed filters, and the filters are smart. They have algorithms that look for certain words, certain characteristics of the incoming email, and they dump it into a spam junk box. Now we have calls that are bouncing off the internet in various ways. They're going in and out of networks, old-fashioned telephone networks that are wires and cables, and new-fashioned telephone networks that are internet-based and maybe global in scope. So at this point, the telemarketers are taking advantage of this technology, bouncing these calls around the globe to mask who they are, mask where they're calling from, and making it very challenging for the law enforcement people who try to track them down.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, it is such a large crime. And when we all sit around and we think that identity theft and we think that hackers has become such a complicated crime to minimize because of the advances of technology, and it just becomes such a larger crime, it's really hard to sit down. And I'm not saying that the Do Not Call list is a bad idea, because what it's doing is it's giving you information of, well, I'm still getting calls, and maybe that one person is doing to about 1,000 of those people. I just don't think that when we tell citizens, yeah, you're not going to get calls anymore, I mean, the odds of it is kind of up there, because, again, we are working our best and with the resources that we have. So I just feel that the Do Not Call is kind of up in the air on a state level or on a federal level, and it's really kind of hard to sit down and really, you know, figure this out. We are speaking with Margaret Sweeney, and she is the chief of the telephone privacy section in the Office of Indiana. And we really thank her for coming on and taking her time with us. I want to ask you another question, and I guess if you speak about this issue in political terms, you might hear this question. We see that the Do Not Call Registry is a federal government program, and we do also see that it's a state program in Indiana, where you are, and in New York, where I am. Do you believe that this Do Not Call list should be more of a private than a actual federal program? Or do you think keeping it in control of the states, keeping it in the control of federal market, is doing just fine?
I think that the second, doing it on the federal level, is the best idea. I think that the Do Not Call list is beyond politics. I don't think that anybody likes to receive these calls, and it goes beyond party and those kinds of concerns. I think when someone's number is on the Do Not Call list and they receive a call, that's a signal to them that this caller may be a scammer. They don't care about the Do Not Call list because they're calling me anyway. So either it's a mistake and they're calling me by mistake, or they can't be trusted because they're breaking the law by calling me. So it's a good thing that we have the Do Not Call list. I think originally there was some concern about, well, maybe it should be run by, you know, private organizations or something like that, but private organizations might have monetary gain in mind. And with the government, we produce the list regardless of how much it costs to maintain it, and we fund the people who populate this office who enforce it, regardless of whether we make any money. We're not about trying to make a profit at doing this. We're trying to help people, to educate people about the calls and the scam calls, and also to find the violators and prosecute them.
I think you make so many great points. You do make points about how the federal government is not making any profit off of this. And I believe in this situation that the federal government, their role is to enforce and to make sure that the laws they pass and create is working around these citizens and working around, if we're looking at it, has a state point of view. And I also agree with you that it is beyond politics. Now, there are many issues, and Margaret, you've been doing this for a long time, and it's sad that we see a lot of issues now become political. We now see them in campaigns, and we see them pop on TV, and it kind of just moves away from what we're actually trying to do. So I agree, this shouldn't be political at all. And it's really hard. I mean, I think the Do Not Call list, it's a list that's, you know, helping in one sense and might not help in another. But I guess, you know, our goal and your goal is to, in the next 15, 20 years, to come back on my program and say, Andrew, well, if you look at the statistics and you look at what we've done, we've seen that there are less complaints, less people making calls, and I guess that's what really it all comes down to, right? It's that we create a good outcome for my children, and hopefully this market doesn't get any bigger, Margaret.
I agree.
Right now, we are speaking with Margaret Sweeney, and she is the chief of the telephone privacy section in the office of Indiana. And we thank her for coming on the program. We really appreciate it. One last question, Margaret, I want to ask you. And again, we started off the conversation, the no-call law enforcement summit that took place in the beginning of April. It's now almost a month later. What do you think we learned from this summit? It's now a month later. You probably got to answer a lot of questions, a lot of complaints. Where do you think we are now, a month later, since the summit?
Well, the summit just gave us so much information. We had someone there from the U.S. Telecom Association, and he talked about the state of technology today. It's an ever-changing field with all kinds of different things happening. We talked about investigative techniques, where we send subpoenas and how we track those and how we word them. You know, that's kind of the nuts and bolts, maybe boring to an average person, but for attorneys, it's the sort of training that we need to talk about. We talked about cases that other states are doing. Some of the defendants are the same people. Sometimes there's something that one state might do and another state had never thought of that. So that was a very useful dialogue. I can't think of any other examples right now, but it was just useful to network with our associates, the people who are doing the same thing that we're doing in Indiana and doing it in different states.
Margaret Sweeney, she is the chief of the telephone privacy section in the office of Indiana. Margaret, thanks for coming on the program, especially such short notice. And hope we can speak to you in the future and we can continue speaking about the do not call list, how we can make it more effective, and also what you just keep learning and what you keep doing to try to one day knock out this black market, this market where people obtain information and are able to bother people and to sometimes fool people.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
Margaret, have a good one, okay? Thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks.
Margaret Sweeney, again, you can go on the Office of Indiana and you'll be able to check her out and also Attorney General Zoller and what he has done to try to fix this growing problem. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. I'm taking your calls on this. What do you think? What do you think we need to do to fix this? And the question I want to ask you is, do you think it should be a federal program, or do you think it should be a private program? Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on one-quart perennials. Take home 4 containers for just $10. So let's wake up our flower beds without wasting any money. Choose from hardy varieties like salvia, dianthus, and more. Your savings will only grow bigger as the vibrant color returns each year. Let's do this. Spring into savings with one-quart perennials, 4 for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only. See store for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, like milk, snacks, and paper towels, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card and in-store coupon, Nice Brand facial tissue is just 99 cents. Plus, earn 1,000 balance rewards points on 4-pack Kraft Easy Mac cups for $2.99 with card.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault, April 16th, 2013.
And I also yesterday tweeted out this, and there's so many who have been saying this to my mother, and I want to say this tweet to you, to all of you who believes that I shouldn't run anymore, I should not run a race, I should not join a team, and I'm guessing you're talking about the whole running community. Well, I'm going to repeat this tweet that I posted, and it says this: some might never be able to run again. I, for one, ran for 8 years. I shall run another 8 for those. Hashtag pray for Boston. And that is the tweet, and you can go and you can retweet it on my Twitter page, at Andrew Tweet Geo. So for those who believe that no one should run anymore, then you're just a bunch of fools.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
That's the number, 855-712-YNTS. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. The question is, do you believe the Do Not Call Registry should be a government
or a private program. And we had the conversation with Margaret before. We asked her that question. She believes it should be a federal program because of the resources and the role they're playing. What do you think, though? 855-712-YNTS. You noticed, though, when I was speaking to her, that I was really, and I wasn't trying to make like it was her fault. I was just saying, what does this Do Not Call list actually do? It can only do so much, but it's very weak. If anything, it's very vague. But everything else she says to try to counter this problem, I loved. We created a summit. We talked to many different people. We have investigators, and we need resources to be able to give to our investigators to find these people. We are trying to find ways to track one person who might be... That's exactly what we should be doing. And that's what the state of Indiana is doing. And I hope that's what the federal government's doing with their Do Not Call registry program. And I hope that the state of New York is doing that. This Do Not Call list, to me, is just an absolute lie. If you put your name on this list, you will not get calls no more. That's not true. This list is, when you put your name on it, you are helping us trying to find the people that's calling you and might be scamming your next door neighbor. But we can't promise that this person will stop calling you. Because guess what? The people who are making these calls are not in this country. And I promise you, even if they were in this country, they won't be following the laws. Because criminals don't follow laws. That's why gun control will never work. Because guess what? Those who get the guns, guess what? They don't follow laws. Why should they? They feel that they are not obligated for these laws. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. That's our phone number. I was not trying to put Margaret in her place or to anyone. I'm just saying that from what I've learned about this program, it's really not working, and you're telling someone to do something that they're not actually getting. If you go into a supermarket, then you go and you say, well, I want to buy a pound of apples. And you end up getting a pound of pears. Well, that's not what I asked for. I asked to not be called by these telemarketers, by these scam artists. I am asking you, and I'm putting my name on the list. And what am I getting out of it? I'm getting more marketers. Or if anything, I'm getting worse. I'm getting a whole lot of different things now. Now, who do we blame? I don't think we should blame the government so much. We should be blaming ourselves. We agree to these terms and conditions on social networks that allows these networks to be able to sell our information. We blame ourselves for, even though we learned the first time, we still sign that little white sheet and we put it into the box thinking we're going to get a cruise, thinking we're going to get a car, think we're going to get a house, think we're going to get a private jet around the planet, when we realize that we're just giving these hackers our information. We keep ignoring the problem, how small it actually is, and we keep voting in those who are not doing anything correctly. We are voting in Congress that's not taking the situation seriously. We keep blame ourselves. We have to, because we're the problem also. This is a much bigger problem than you think, because the same people, probably the same ones who are getting the information and calling us, are the same ones that are probably stole that Target information back in November, who stole those Yahoo passwords, who were able to send a message on Facebook saying, hi, my name is Joe, and for an extra $3,000, I'm able to create a profit right from my own home. And how much, how smart we think we are, is how dumb we really are. That's what I like about this conversation, because it reminds us, are we really doing the right thing? No. Am I doing the right thing? No. What should we be doing? We should be having more summits like those in Indiana. More attorney generals, more politicians should be coming together to fix this problem, because it's a big problem. It's a very big problem. Because it's leading to so many other things. Might be hackers. And it might be another telemarketer. Who are these people? How did they get my information? Where are they coming from? I know, it's tough. I know, it's hard. I know. Really quickly, I want to go through the law in Indiana, okay? And it's, and okay, so we have the law here, and Governor Mitch Daniels signed, it's called House Enrolled Act 1273. It came into law May 13, 2011. It amends that Do Not Call law to clarify that wireless and VoIP telephone numbers can be registered on the Do Not Call list. That means cell phones and other phone numbers that's not your primary number could register. The law became effective immediately under the new statute. In addition to your landline, you can request any wireless or VoIP telephone number associated with your residential address or a prepaid wireless number. Now, about the Do Not Call law in Indiana, okay, and we're speaking about the state of Indiana here. All Indiana residents can register their home wireless or VoIP telephone numbers on the state's Do Not Call list at any time. The service is free, easy to use. The list is updated quarterly on the first of each January. Who can call you? Who can't call you? Most telemarketers are forbidden from calling on text numbers on the Do Not Call list. There are four types of telephone solicitors who are exempt from the law and may continue to contact you. Now, look what I just read. Where in there really states that we promise that when you put your name on this list, no one's going to call you up? Well, guess what? That's not true. What the list is doing is it's helping the government hopefully see one person soliciting a group of people, and they're able to go and they're able to find that person. Now, why can't they just say that to me? Why can the state of Indiana, the federal government, why can they just say that to me? Why can this Do Not Call list is actually just a prop, and it only does so little? And it's sad that when you have a summit that does so much conversation, bringing different point of views together, different problems, even from Canada, another country who probably is having the same problem, they're able to come together and able to find this. I really think that way. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. I don't understand the problem that this list, it's just not, it only does so much. I think what we learned here this hour is that the list, I'm not saying the list doesn't work. I'm saying that the list is being misleaded. You put your name on this list, and this list is only going out to companies that are rightfully following the law, and companies who might have been doing it not knowing they're not allowed to do it, or if they are allowed to do it, okay, if they are allowed to do it, they are not, okay, if they are allowed to do it, they have a list of people they cannot call, but this list is not going against the people who actually sign up for this list.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.